it way the pitch gay art say way on way I may earth say. Thanks. The more a fella tries to figure out this darn code message, Eb, the mysteriouser it gets. It's suddenly Greek to me.
What do you reckon the person would write it that way for, anyway?
Well, so as nobody can read it.
Well, if nobody can read it, what good is it?
I mean, you can't read it unless you know what language it is.
I thought you just said it was Greek language.
No, I didn't. I said it was Greek to me.
What is it to somebody else? Spanish?
No, it ain't. I asked Captain Pinky about that, and he said it ain't Spanish. For instance, now, you take this here word Earth Day. Captain Pinky says the Spanish people don't call Earth Day. They call it, Tierra.
Call it the Tierra?
Yep.
What do they call it that for? They know dad darn well it's Earth, don't they?
But Tierra is Spanish. That's what Earth is in Spain.
Ah, shucks. Earth is nothing but just plain Earth, no matter where it is. They just call it Tierra to be honorary.
No, they don't. All different kind of people have different languages. And if you know the language, you can talk to them.
Well, does all the different animals have different languages, too?
I reckon they have.
I'd like to be able to talk to flies.
Why?
A fella save a lot of time slapping if he could just tell them to get the tarnation out of here.
Yes. Let's see. If ways up pitch gay arte.
And maybe the darn thing is written Greek at that.
Yes, maybe it is. Arte.
You know what we ought to do, Zeb?
What?
We ought to show that message to everybody that comes along. Maybe we'd find someone that could read the darn thing.
Now, that ain't a bad notion, Eb. I bet you that Mrs. Current can read it. Now that she's rented the old Cragmire place, she'll be coming in here more likely.
She ain't Greek. She's French. She told me so herself.
Yes, but she...
Well, anyway, her name ain't Mrs. Count. She told me it was a countess.
That's the same thing. We just put the S on for a lady.
For what lady?
Any lady. You put E-S on to a man's name, and it makes a lady's name out of it. Like Count, Countess. Janitor, Janitress.
Horses.
Certainly. No, Dad, ding it, you can't do it that way. Now, say, see what that fella's honking for outside, will you?
I know what he's honking for. He's a honking for gas.
Well, go and wait on him. Go on and wait on him. Land the Goshen. Get a move on, too.
I am going, ain't I?
Over in the 7-year age. Well, let's see now. If way a pitch gay arte. Arte. That might mean art. That Spanish fella said he was an artist. Hello? Yes, this is the Corn Center General Store and Service Station. Oh, long distance. Yeah. Yes, sir? Hello? Yes? Yes, this is Zeb Winterbottom. Oh, the Dynamite Collection Agency, eh?
That guy doesn't want no gas. He just wanted to ask
how to get it. Keep still a second. I'm talking to him. And what is that you said? Yes, I heard you. Dynamite. What?
Dynamite.
What do we want to do about that case?
Has he got a case of dynamite?
Keep still. Hello? I tell you what you better do with that case. You just better drop it.
Hey, that dang it, hold on. Don't tell him to drop a case of dynamite, you darn fool.
Who ain't gonna have a leg to stand on?
He ain't, if you drop that dynamite.
Yes, well, you just try it once and see where you land.
He'll never land. Tell him to be careful.
Well, you're bound us over to keep the peace, will you?
Shut. We won't even be able to find the peace. You tell that...
All right, sir, just do it.
I said not to do it. You darn fool, you want him to kill himself? Tell him.
Goodbye, Sonya.
Dang your hide. That fella will blow himself up with that there case of dynamite. Of all of that darn...
He ain't got no case of dynamite. That was a lawyer for the Dynamite Collection Agency. And he says we got to show up in court next Monday.
Show up in court?
Yeah.
What for?
Well, they're suing us for that $50 for the purple root beer barrel.
Well, let them sue. But that darn root beer barrel won't work, and we ain't going to pay them.
No, sir, not by a jugful. If they figure that... Oh, wait a second. Here comes someone.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's something we can do for you?
Yes, yes, there is something you can do for me. My name is Oglewaddy, Rutherford Oglewaddy, and I want
to... No, we couldn't do nothing for that.
I mean to say I want to purchase a dog for my youngster. I was
What kind of dog, Mr. Oglewaddy?
Well, my name is Rutherford.
Want a dog named Rutherford?
No,
well,
no.
Well, we don't know any dog named Rutherford, mister, but we know a dog named Spock. He's
The dog's name is inconsequential. Inconsequential. Now,
no, it ain't. It's Spock.
Yeah. I mean to say the name of the dog isn't important.
It ain't, huh? It's darn important when you want to call him.
Yeah. Well, let's not discuss the dog's name. I want a dog somewhat like a police dog, only rather low like a Dachshund, with long ears like a spaniel, and curly hair like a poodle. Do you keep dogs like that?
No, we drown them.
You see, Mr. Gooley Woody, we don't keep dogs at all. But maybe we can find one for you. You live here in Cullen Center?
No, no, I'm merely vacationing here. I'm an attorney.
An attorney? Well, say, you're just the fellow we want to see. Look here. If we buy a root beer barrel and the darn thing don't work, do we have to pay for it?
Certainly not.
Well, there's a collection agency says we do, and they're going to law us into court.
What is the name of the collection agency, may I ask?
It's the Dynamite Collection Agency.
Yes.
Why, that's a very reputable firm. Mr. Reading, the manager, is a friend of mine. I'm quite sure he's not familiar with the details of the case.
Well, they sent a fellow to see us, a fellow named Wright. And we told him the darn barrel wouldn't work, but he...
Well, I'm not acquainted with Mr. Wright, but if I were you, I'd go see Mr. Reading and explain the entire situation to him. He's in the Cashmore building on the third floor. Go to his private office and say I sent you.
Which is his private office?
Well, I'm not sure, but just take the door that has Reading on it, and that will be right.
And I thought you told us to see Reading.
He is telling us to see Reading. And there's Reading in all the office doors.
But if all the doors have got Reading on them, how can I tell which one's right?
You can tell if you see right.
Yeah, but I don't want to see right. I want to see Reading.
Of course you do. Of course you do. And all you have to do is look at the doors, because all the Reading on them is right.
And that thing a minute ago, you said it was all Reading.
Just a moment now.
It is Reading. It is Reading.
You mean there's Reading on Wright's office?
Yes, yes, there's Reading. But it ain't Reading.
Oh, Dad.
Just a moment, please. I think the easiest way is for you to take an elevator and get off at the third floor. Immediately in front of the elevator, you will see two offices. The one to the right is Reading, and the one to the left is Wright.
The one to the left is Wright. Say, you must be crazy.
Oh, now, Ed, you're getting all mixed up again. He don't mean left is right. He mean Reading is right.
Oh, they both the same fella, huh?
No, they ain't. They ain't.
It's simply that Reading's office is inside the right door. You simply enter that door.
Yes, that's all he is to it. There's only one other door left, and that's right.
Now, hold on. You just said Reading is right.
Listen, Reading is right. Reading is right, but right is left.
Listen, just look for the number of Mr. Reading's office on the building directory. His initials are O.K. O.K. Reading.
That's right.
That's Reading.
I know it, but O.K. means right.
All right.
Oh, Reading.
O.K.
Oh, listen.
Oh, shucks. Let's pay the darn bill and forget about it.
I think that's an excellent suggestion. Well, good afternoon. You won't forget about finding me a dog, will you?
No, we won't forget, Mr. Gargarelli.
And when you find one, just let me know. I'm renting Mr. Barlow's cottage.
Oh, is that so? Well, then you live right next door to the Countess. She's renting the old Cragmire place.
Countess?
Yes.
Is that woman who lives there a Countess?
Yes, sirree. She's a full-blooded Countess.
That's interesting.
She's French.
Yes. Oh, can you read French?
No, I can't.
Well, can you read Greek?
Why, yes, a little. I studied Greek in the university, and I spent a number of months in that country last summer.
Well, you don't tell me. Get that there code message, will you?
Where is it? What'd you do with it?
I think I left it there in the phone.
Yes,
yeah, right in there. So you spent some time in that country, huh?
Yes, just about a year ago.
Well,
I believe I have several snapshots of it here. Let's see. Yes, here's one. It was taken from the deck of our ship quite early in the morning, and the light wasn't very good, as you can see.
Yes.
But do you see those white-capped peaks there?
Them white-capped peaks right there? Yes.
Well, that's Greece.
You don't say. I'd have thought it was snow.
Hey, here's the message. Here it is. Can you read it, mister?
Well, let's see. What? Why, this is terrible. I won't have anything. This is awful. I won't have anything. Goodbye.
Well, I'll be switched.